are here at Think 17 here in a wonderful town called New York City that a few of us have heard of.
Absolutely.
And we're here with Jeff Napper. How are you, Jeff?
Very good. Very good. It's been a great conference so far.
Yeah. It's. I mean, just, I mean, I
the
can't.
The vibe's great.
Yeah, and so many people have been walking up and talking about all the great speakers, kind of bringing the outside influence into the industry, which is always a good thing. So what are a couple of your takeaways? What have you found so far about the Think that has, stuck out in your mind?
Well, a takeaway for our credit union or for the industry or just a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the main thing for at least our credit union mm-hmm. is that we can certainly think of co-op as a strategic partner.
Mm-hmm.
And co-op has all the tools to help us as a credit union to battle fraud and also keep us competitive with the banking industry.
Yeah.
So that's a takeaway, probably not just unique to LBS, but actually to every other credit union as well.
Yeah, I had to preface that you are LBS Financial Credit
Correct.
Union and
Correct.
Out in my neck of the woods, California. So
yep.
we were just talking about that before the recording.
Long Beach, California.
And also
Absolutely.
You're chair of the co-op's board. So
Absolutely.
And you guys just had a meeting this morning. What, I don't want to reveal any top secrets, but what took place? Where is co-op headed with all the recent changes that have been going on? Some big stuff happening.
Well, first, Mike, let's step back and remember that a year ago we had a change in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we have Stan. Todd Clark mm-hmm. is, yep, homage to Stan, did a great job yep. building co-op to the strength that it is today. And then Todd Clark's our new president and CEO. And many people are getting to know Todd at the conference here, which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
It gives him a spotlight to speak to many credit unions at the same time rather than having to go out on the road, which he's done for a number of months mm-hmm. since coming on board. But Todd, if people don't know, is a payment systems expert,
mm-hmm.
if you might, been in that industry for decades.
Yeah.
And so the board, when they're looking for someone to replace Stan's big shoes,
mm-hmm.
Todd was the right guy because he has the right amount of experience and relevant experience with regards to the payments mm-hmm. systems.
Mm-hmm. Good guy. Yeah, we interviewed him yesterday, and just a good head on those shoulders, for sure. A great great choice here. Okay, what was the vibe in the room this morning with the shareholders meeting?
Yeah, well, it's early morning meeting, so we're trying to wake people up, if you might, and give them a little breakfast and coffee, if you might. But the vibe was optimism.
Yeah.
I think that would be the word I would
mm-hmm.
use, optimism
mm-hmm.
about co-op and its future.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, when he came on board, also just recently has added some high-level executive management team members
mm-hmm.
that we think is going to take co-op certainly to the next level. And so I would say optimism.
Okay.
We're excited about co-op's future.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, because there's so much change going on in the industry, and not only just in the industry, but in payments in general
yes.
and all this stuff. I mean,
yes.
and you guys are right
yes.
there in the mix. I mean, what's your take on all that, and how are you guys going to handle that in the future? Because by the time this interview's over, there's going to be massive changes
right.
probably.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, change is the operative word in the digital space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where co-op can help. And I'd like to kind of take that back. We
yeah.
as credit unions, because that's where I come from that world and at my credit union for decades as well, is that we need a strategic partner like co-op,
right.
if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the recent acquisition of TMG, that
mm-hmm.
was a big one. That's
yeah.
something we covered in the shareholders meeting. And people may wonder, well, how does that help co-op and how does that help the industry? And it helps it greatly in a number of different ways. If you think about it in this regard, that co-op before, when they were talking about offering credit cards processing to credit unions, they could take care of those credit unions that had an in-house processing
mm-hmm.
situation
mm-hmm.
with regards to their credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
But if they needed full service processing, we had a partnership with TMG
mm-hmm.
and we had to bring the TMG sales force in on the backside
gotcha.
To help sell that product
mm-hmm.
to credit unions. So now co-op is a one-stop shop,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you need co-op for debit card processing, they've got it all. If you need them for credit card processing, they can do the whole enchilada now.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it whether you want to be in-house or whether you want to be full service and or whether you need TMG for the full service
mm-hmm.
processing.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have just one sales force together consolidated that can make a difference for credit unions. So co-op is well positioned
yeah.
to really become, if you think about it, we as consumers don't like to go to more than one place to do our shopping.
Oh, yeah.
So credit unions now can think of co-op as the one-stop shop.
Yeah, I'm kind of likening it to like the Amazonian effect, you know, because you can go there and just get anything on planet Earth.
You can get everything on planet Earth from co-op for credit unions' needs,
mm-hmm.
and you can also count on co-op to be there. There's a huge amount of money that co-op is setting aside as part of its budget, $25 million we talked about,
mm-hmm.
to put into investments and infrastructure and to help credit unions combat fraud,
right
which
on.
Is top of mind for credit unions.
Oh, we've been talking about a lot of that lately.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So co-op is putting money behind the words. Okay. And I think that's important for credit unions to know about.
Oh, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. I think that brings a lot of relief to a lot of people out there, especially the credit unions who are trying to stay out of the data breach news, out of the headlines there. So, I mean, and getting back to some of the developments there, what's the vision behind all of these? Obviously, you kind of touched on it, kind of bringing things together, one-stop shop, that type of stuff. Anything else there?
Just another thing I think resonates with credit unions, because having been in credit unions for a long time, is that there's just no way in the world, Mike, that we can compete with the banks. The banks have huge amount of resources, monetary and human-wise, to be able to attack fraud and to be able to deliver services. Credit unions need a trusted strategic partner like Co-op. Mm-hmm. They really do. And if you think about it, that's why Co-op was developed and created back in the 1980s, back on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say, between you and me, everything great starts on the West Coast, maybe.
Yes, but indeed.
I don't want to offend anybody the other credit unions in the United States.
Be careful, we're in New York City, all right? Watch out.
That's okay. But basically, co-op really can be not only a one-stop, but it helps us remain competitive with the banks.
Yeah.
If we were to try to do this on our own, there's no way in the world we can compete. Mm-hmm. It's efficient from a cost standpoint, and it keeps us nimble by using co-op to deliver the services that our members want. Let's face it, consumers are demanding more and more from us as a credit union in the digital space, the mobile wallet space, and their card processing, and we can't do that alone. That's why we need co-op.
Yeah. Well, don't you think the digitization, as we're talking here, kind of levels the playing field
bit? It absolutely levels the playing field. Yeah. I mentioned in the speech this morning, that just think about it for a second. In the shareholders meeting, think about as a credit union trying to compete with the banks without 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, and having just 10 or 20 of our ATMs on our own standalone, and/or not having 5,500 shared branches. That's really hard to compete with the banks if we didn't have the power of co-op behind us.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the power of cooperative network here. All right, so a lot of people are saying that the industry is at an inflection point, especially when it comes to payments and digitization, as we're talking. What's it mean to you at this inflection point?
Well, I think, again, just to repeat some of the earlier thoughts, is that co-op provides that avenue for credit unions to really be able to collaborate together, and inflection meaning that we need each other. Co-op certainly needs credit unions, but credit unions need co-op.
Yep.
And co-op is there to deliver the products and services that credit unions need, as we're hearing about during the conference.
No doubt. A lot of it. Wrap-up question here for you, because I know you got lots to do here. What's your takeaway from the conference? What are you going to take back to credit union-wise, what are you going to take back to kind of motivate your employees and get them going in the right digitization direction? What's going on?
I think number one is the recognition that our members, and as we've seen some surveys from the Columbia University gentleman, the professor, Rogers, put forth, is that members want these kinds of services, and we need to be in the digital space. So number one takeaway is we need to remain relevant to our own members.
Right.
Otherwise, we as a credit union won't be around, correct?
Right.
So we need to stay relevant with regards to services. And again, going back to co-op, co-op can be there as a partner, a trusted partner, to assist us with delivering those services to keep us relevant to our members.
Yeah, we seem like as a consumer, we're getting kind of spoiled with the Amazon effect and all that type
we
of
are.
Stuff. And credit unions kind of have to maintain that.
High expectations. Dr. Rogers put forth that everybody thinks about digitization and service and so forth that has to do with Amazon and certainly Facebook and Google.
Yeah.
Those are really tough competitors in that sense, if you might, to be held to that high standard. And co-ops have credit unions have a lot to do to try to live up to that.
Indeed. Well, I think we're well on our way. So we're doing some good work, and you're doing some good work as well.
Thanks,
thank you very much, Jeff.
Glad
appreciate the time. Well done.